Final presentation of the series, The Purification of God's Church. We want to review some of these principles, some of these themes that we find in Bible prophecy that demonstrate that God intends to purge his church through the Sunday law crisis. And we want to begin with Manuscript Releases, Volume 16, page 270. A similar work will be accomplished when that other angel represented in Revelation 18 gives his message. The first, second, and third angel's message will need to be repeated. The call will be given to the church, "Come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins." Babylon the great has fallen, has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird, for all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Take each verse of this chapter and read it carefully, especially the last two. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived, and in her was found the blood of the prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. The parable of the 10 virgins was given by Christ himself, and every specification should be carefully studied. A time will come when the door will be shut. We are represented either by the wise or foolish virgins. We cannot now distinguish, nor have we the authority to say who are wise and who foolish. There are those who hold the truth in unrighteousness, and they appear outwardly like the wise. Now, brothers and sisters, Sister White here emphasizes that the story of the 10 virgins includes within it the close of probation. And we began this study, the purification of God's church, by looking at the parable of the 10 virgins and the experience that we are involved in, like it or not, as either wise or foolish virgins. But the truth, when she says, read these verses in Revelation 18, especially the last two verses, the illustration there of a candle no more being found in thee is illustrating the close of probation. There's no more light. The light has been removed. Part of the message that has to come to God's people and then to the world is this message that probation is about to close. And it's this message that is designed to arouse the virgins to their need of finishing this work of character.